Welcome back to the Healing Room. It's Ariel. Sometimes we're calling and we're asking God to come in and we're asking our angels to come in and calling on our spirit guides and we're getting frustrated and we're saying, do you even hear me? I'm doing everything right and nothing's working, you know, or we ask again and again, please God help me, please God help me, but nothing seems to be happening. But a lot of times the angels and the spirit guides are totally gathered around us and God's presence is always there for us because God's presence is like this fluid, omnipresent light. It's like oxygen. It's like saying, I ask the oxygen to come into my lungs. I pray that the oxygen gathers. Please bring oxygen in, but we have our mouth and nose covered. The oxygen is there. It's ready for us to suck it in, but we're blocking it. So it's the same thing with God's presence or the fluid light or source or the universe, whatever you call it. It's around you. It's already here. It's us. We're in the way. Sometimes when we have a lot of fear about something in our lives or a lot of anger, that's another reason that the angels and spirit guides can't get in. So for example, fear can look like energetically this barbed wire fence around us. It's like, back, everyone who's going to hurt me, I want you to stay back, miles away from me, do not come close to me, but you're accidentally also shutting out your spirit guides and your angels. They are just doing what you said. You're using your free will and saying, everybody out, everyone stay away from me, I don't trust anyone, I don't trust humans. You accidentally also shut off the trust for your angels and spirit guides too. People tell me that they create a bubble around themselves or rings of light around themselves or a shield. I'm going to bubble myself and protect myself, but I never do that. A bubble and layers around us are naturally created by being wide open and pulling in the light of God. If you're pulling in this angelic bliss, this high, bright, yellow, white, sparkly light, it's going to start fountaining through you, and this begins to spill out of you and create a layer and then another layer and another, like ring after ring after ring, until you have all these rings around you. But I'm not intentionally putting rings around myself to protect myself, because then you accidentally block it all off. You keep everybody out. You keep love out from other humans. You keep help out. People who are being sent by your spirit guides to try to help you. Sometimes we pray to our spirit guides, please help me. And they send a human and they work through a human to help you. But we don't notice it. We miss the moment. We don't realize it. Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders rotate and move and sway as if you're made of fluid light. We want to match the spirit guides and angels. We want to match God's presence. So to me, God looks like a fluid light. It can look like the night sky with stars in it, but it moves like fluid. The same with the angels. They're made of light, but they move fluidly. We too can have all of this fluid light in our bodies. We're supposed to have a flow moving through us at all times. And then we get stiff, we work out with weights, or we push the refrigerator back into position and carry our groceries, and we begin to lock up. So go ahead and just imagine. You're not locked up at all. You're not tight at all. You are allowing the spirit guides and angels to move towards you, around you, because you're creating a current by letting your shoulders, your arms, your hands just kind of flow. And then breathe. I find that when I'm breathing like this, some people call it the ocean breath. I can feel the air kind of hitting the roof of my mouth. My mouth is closed, breathing through my nose. And then I breathe out through my mouth. I was not taught this. This is just what happens when I'm doing energy healing. The spirit guides are using me. When I start doing that breathing, the light begins to move more easily. My body begins to relax. So now we're out of the way. Another way to get out of the way is listen to music. I don't care what kind of music you listen to, whatever gets you on a high. A lot of times I like to listen to high energy dance trance music. Literally, on Pandora, it's called Dance Trance 2 or something like that. I love that station. So if I need to get my vibe high, I'll just grab my little 1 pound ball, it's bright blue, and I toss it back and forth between my hands. And I just start moving like I'm kind of dancing, but in a rhythm, tossing this ball left and right. I used to do that before my radio show to get up, to get on a high so that I could spread that light to the world. We ask our spirit guides and angels to love us, to fill us with the energy of love, to put a blanket of light around us that just sinks into our bodies, that melts or dissolves into us. And we ask that we are able to receive it. We ask that we are able to feel comforted. We ask that we are able to get out of the way and to soften. Now imagine a shower of light pouring down over you and into you. Let the drops of light dissolve into your shoulders. We receive, we receive, we receive. We allow miracles to happen. We allow the angels to take our hand and to guide us. We allow them to lead us. We follow. We let go and we follow. We follow the current of the river. We follow the current of our lives. We let go when we realize it's time to let go. We make our move when we become aware of an opening. We ask that we are in sync with the fluid light over the planet. We ask that we are in sync with this feeling of peace and stillness. We ask that we master going with the flow. We know exactly how to let go. We know exactly how to move with the wind. We know exactly how to float in the water. We allow life to happen to us. We allow life to happen through us and around us. We ask that we are supple, malleable, changeable, unafraid. We ask the spirit guides and the angels to move even closer. We ask to feel their energy. Please let us feel your energy. We receive it. We are in tune with you. We call on you. We ask you to keep working with us, to keep helping us feel your presence through our bodies, a vibration or chills or a wave of heat, tingling. We love you. We give thanks for you. We honor you. We adore you. We cherish you the way that you cherish us. We love you. We are one with you. Allow us to be like an angel on earth. We allow ourselves to be used by you, to be the light for others, to feel the light within ourselves. To brighten the planet, to brighten our own small space around us, our own bubble, our own energy field. We ask to be the light. We ask to feel you every day, every night, to feel your presence in our bodies and in our lives. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.